Troy Holmes is a delegate to the Australian National Budgerigar Council. Welcome, Troy.
Good morning, Cathy. Thank you for having me on the program.
Lovely to have you. Tell me why budgerigars are such popular pets, because I knew lots of people who grew up with these when I was a child. I think my daughter might have had one or two at one stage. Why are they popular?
I think at the moment we've seen a real resurgence with them due to the cost of living crisis. And seeing, obviously, they strike a really good balance between affordability and interaction. So a lot of people are looking for something a bit more meaningful, and a dog or a cat may be too expensive. And a goldfish, obviously, you could put into a bowl and it's going to swim around in circles. But a budgie, you can actually buy fairly cheaply, maybe about $25. And you can
a chook costs more than that.
Beg your pardon?
A chook costs more than that.
Oh, absolutely. And you can purchase a cage, and you'll get change out of $100 for the total setup. And a lot of people are seeing that they can feed a budgie, you know, generally a seed type diet, for about 25 cents a day. So when you cost all that in, it's a very cost effective pet. So with everything going on, with money being a bit tight at the moment, it's becoming a great alternative. And I think Wikipedia is now saying they're about the third most popular pet in the world, which is pretty good for the quintessential Aussie bird.
It is. It is indeed. And they have, from my observation, a really strong personality, and they make big bonds with their owner.
They absolutely do. We've seen a real uptick in comments on Facebook and groups where people are getting a pet budgie and just not realising the depths of the bonds that they're able to form with these little guys. And they are super cute, and, you know, we see videos of them riding around on the back of dogs in the house and various things and doing all of these tricks. And there's definitely an upsurge in interest in them.
Now, some of them can mimic human speech, is that right?
It is. We actually had a budgie fest last year, and we had a Japanese-speaking budgerigar, so it could speak English, Japanese, and evidently it could teach other birds to speak, which I hadn't come across one of them before. But obviously a trilingual budgie.
Budgie. Well,
it was a budgie that actually released an album on Abbey Road, believe it or not. So Sparky the Budgie, Sparky Williams, I think it was, many, many years ago. Released an album, and the bird, I believe, could say about 6,500 words.
That's incredible. Cam from Tweed Heads has sent in a text on 0467 922 612 and says, budgies are the best. My budgie Jack asks all the time, what you doing? Happily we answer, watching TV or whatever we're doing. So it's that repetition, is it? Is that how they learn, or is this trilingual budgie just, and the one who released an album, an Abbey Road album, just exceptionally smart birds?
Look, at Budgie Fest, we actually saw a budgie that had been put above somebody's fridge, and this budgie actually made the noise of a beer can or a Coca-Cola bottle opening.
Wow.
That's the tea. Perfectly. I think there was a radio program that was having something some time ago. We almost suggested that we put him on there because he could differentiate between the Coca-Cola and the alcohol can cracking open.
Sorry, I'm just losing it. What's the lifespan of a budgie?
Look, you can have some of them live 15 years. I think there was one that had actually lived about 19, but generally if you were to plan for it, it would be around sort of the 10-year mark.
And what is their health like? Do they have any sort of special health needs?
They're not overly cumbersome in that regard. I guess you can take them to the vet and see somebody, but generally what you'll find is that, at least in my experience anyway, the only thing that you'll see with them is every now and again, if you give them something like lettuce, which is really high in water, you'll see they get a little bit of diarrhoea. That's not that unusual. Obviously, if you're keeping them inside and you're free-flying them around the house and you've only got the one, they're generally pretty safe in a flock-type environment. If you've got them outside, you may see what we call red mite build up around the sear, and there's some very simple treatments that you can get for your local pet shop from those. But by and large, they're definitely a lot simpler than a cat or a dog in terms of vet requirements for them.
What about their beaks? Do they get long? Do they need treatment?
I've got about 500 budgies.
Oh, just the 500. Not many, Troy.
And I don't have any that need to trim their beaks. They like to sharpen their own beaks on a bit of cuttlefish bone or by doing a bit of chewing. But I have actually had one or two people in my, you know, 30 years of budgies that have actually come to me with a bird that does need, that has had like an overshot beak that does need it trimmed up, but very, very rare.
Now, you've got 500 budgies, so they've got lots of company. They're in their flock like you find them in the wild. Is it good to have more than one just to keep each other company?
It's a good question. So if you want to teach a budgie to talk, it's probably really important to keep them on their own initially. So they'll mimic human sounds, they'll do what they do. If you've got another budgie with them, what you'll generally find is that they'll talk to one another and probably ignore you. They may pick up some sounds that are going around. If you actually want to breed them, you need to have them around one another. So budgies are gregarious. They need to be around other birds to breed. So I'd originally started in birds. I got two of them and they were kissing and they were getting along famously in the cage, and I put a box on there and they didn't do anything. And I thought, this is unusual. Not sure what I'm doing wrong. And at the time, obviously, the internet didn't exist, so I went down to the library and started doing some reading and discovered that they're gregarious. So I went and got three more pairs of birds, and all of a sudden I had budgies everywhere.
Budgies everywhere. You just needed more of them to get more of them. And now you've got 500 of them.
I do, and love them all dearly.
All different colours?
Yeah, there's 28 different varieties that we recognise as the AMBC. So we have a national show each year. This year it's actually being held up in Cairns in far north Queensland. And next year it's going to be down in, sorry, when I say this year, 2025 it's going to be held in Cairns. And in 2026 it's actually in Brisbane. And there's 28 different varieties that you can show birds in. And so I'm trying to, I don't have all of the 28 varieties in amongst those 500, but I probably have about 26 of them. I've got a couple to go yet.
When you go to these shows, how do you travel with the birds?
So to be able to go to the show, you actually have to fly the birds to the destination, and it's normally it's a very big deal. So you go through, I think in South Queensland, where you guys are, there'd be 14 clubs around the Brisbane area, and each one of those clubs has to have their own show. And so there are 28 varieties. They pick the best three, and then they all will come into Brisbane for the state titles, and all of those clubs will put their best three birds up, and they pick the best three for each of the 28 varieties that'll make up a state team. And then that state team actually gets put in the hands of four carers, and those carers will look after them. They get the hair dryers out, they polish their nails. It's very much a beauty contest. And then they'll fly them up to wherever they're going. So this year just gone, it was down to Launceston in Tasmania. And South Queensland did very well. They just pipped South Australia for third place. Victoria won the whole event. And then this year coming, obviously going to be up in Cairns. So we're all very excited for that.
Troy, there is so much more to budgerigars than I ever knew. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning on ABC Radio.
Thank you, Kathy.
Troy Holmes, delegate to the Australian National Budgerigar Council. He has 500 budgies. There are 28 different species. He doesn't have all of them yet, but I'm guessing that he will have all of them.